All right, we'll move along to Utah coach Larry Kraskowiak, and the Utes are home taking on Arizona State Wednesday. Following that, they'll play Arizona at home on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Pat.
I was curious, putting together a little something about the two Bay Area schools, and Coach Miller had said a little bit ago he thought that both of them are tournament teams and might even be able to win a game or two in the tournament. And I'm curious what you think of them and kind of what you think makes them maybe dangerous here in the second half.
You're talking your volume.
The Bay Area schools. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think. I think the Bay Area schools kind of fit into that group of teams. I'm the furthest thing from the selection committee, but when you have some quality win, like Cal goes in and takes care of Arizona, I think it's kind of an indication that our league, for the most part, it's kind of one of those deals where it seems like anybody can beat anybody on a given night, and I just you wonder with some of that parity and some of the teams if it's gonna help us come March Madness time or if that's gonna actually hurt us. But certainly Stanford's gotten himself on a roll. I think we kick-started that a little bit. They went into Colorado and lost, and came in here and drubbed us, and have been on somewhat of a roll ever since, playing really well. And Cal has obviously shown on certain nights they've got the firepower to get some things done. They've been beat up injury-wise. Probably as much as anybody in our league. But I think Stanford's depth, and they go through the preseason last in the Pac-12 in three-point field goal percentage, if I'm not mistaken. Now, 11 games into the Pac-12, they're leading us, so they've figured some things out. Johnny's done a good job, and, there's a lot yet to be determined before we start talking about runs or anything of that nature in the tournament.
It seems that the league is at a level now where – even teams that might have flaws could finish strong enough to make the NCAA tournament. Is that it seems like that's kind of a new thing in comparison to recent years.
Well, I think I can't speak for years, recent years. I just speak from last year. I think there were just too many non-conference defeats, and a lot of times our league is kind of seen as, how UCLA and how Arizona go is kind of how the Pac-12 is going to be. I do think there were a couple teams that were really viable candidates for the tournament last year that didn't receive any recognition that were playing well at the end of the year. But, I don't know about the comment about the flaws. I think most teams have flaws. Even the elite teams can get exposed, and there's not really any perfect team. So, I just know the league's a heck of a lot better than it was a year ago. And, flaws or no flaws, I think there's a handful of teams that are going to most likely represent us pretty well in the March Madness. And, I think the Pac-12 tournament opens the door for some of those teams and certainly gives a lot of us hope that we can get something done in Las Vegas.
Your next question comes from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Coach. I was just wondering about that defense you guys run where you have the kind of look zone, and sometimes you'll go to a man within a possession if there's a couple of passes. I'm wondering if that's something you've always done or if that unique to the personnel you have this year.
No, we've enjoyed at times – starting in man and ending up in zone, and sometimes we'll start in zone and end up in man. And, to be honest with you, some of it's predicated on the type of zone offense that we're facing. We spend a little bit of time trying to determine what a team does zone offense-wise, and then, maybe at certain points within that action makes sense to just get into a man look. So, our kids have done a pretty good job of adjusting and making some changes. We've had three games in league this year that we've used some triangle in two. So it's funny because you look on Synergy, I think it is, where you can go on a team and get all their zone clips and zone defense, zone offense, and sometimes it's it's kind of hard to tell if you don't know what's going on, you know, whether it's triangle and two or box and one and some of that zone. So, you know, we're just kind of at a position where we're making some adjustments, and I think it can be a little bit like the game of baseball where you try to keep some people off balance and give them some different looks, but nothing overly tricky, I wouldn't think, but seems to have helped us out from time to time.
Yeah, I didn't know if you look back on the game here at Arizona, you seem like you were successful with that, you know, especially in the second half, kind of took them down to the wire.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, we're kind of up against it here with the Wednesday game to think about the Sun Devils, so all of our focus here the last few days has been on Arizona State, and, you know, we will have that extra day in between, actually two extra days with the Wednesday, Sunday, so plan on jumping into Arizona here, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday when we get up and try to tackle that one. But it was effective for us, I thought, with Arizona. I mean, they're such a high-powered team with a lot of different weapons, and, you know, we gave them a few different looks. And like you said, I thought gave us an opportunity going down the stretch.
Okay, great. And just curious, personnel-wise, with Dotson, is he out for the year, or is that the determination made on that, or is that still up in the air?
Well, that hasn't, you know, that hasn't been decided. We've still got a month. It's a month from tomorrow before the first game of the Pac-12 tournament. So he's actually starting to get engaged a little bit more in some activity starting today, and had a procedure on his knee to scrape some debris off of his tendon. And so, you know, he's going to kind of see how he responds after some workouts, and we'll be able to make a determination a little bit better down the road.
Okay, thanks. And if you could, I'm sorry, Brandon Taylor just seems like he's been playing pretty well for you lately, or where is anything he's doing surprising, or what's happening?
Well, he's coming along real well. You know, as a freshman, came into our program, and we had some upperclassmen kind of at that guard spot. And, you know, he's been presented with some opportunities once we got into league. Actually was pretty instrumental in us winning a couple preseason games. And then, you know, he just, he's got a lot of moxie to him, and I think he's going to end up being a good leader, shoots the ball real well, and, you know, is playing with a lot of confidence. So he's been one of the bright spots, I think, for our young freshman recruiting class.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Larry, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Thanks. See ya.
You bet. See ya.